Welcome to the Sermon Podcast of Christian author and speaker, Troy Black. We're praying that, as you listen, God will reveal His love, grace, and truth to you in a deeper way. After listening, don't forget to connect with Troy on YouTube and Facebook. May this message from Troy inspire you in your walk with Christ.
Hey y'all, this is Troy Black. So if I understood how hashtags work, I would be using the hashtag social distancing right now, because this is a crazy time that we are living in, a crazy time not only for me, for people in the United States, but people, no matter where you are watching this video, almost everyone all over the world has been affected by the coronavirus in one way or another. And I want to talk about one of the effects of the coronavirus in this video that I feel like the Holy Spirit has put on my heart. Earlier this week, I was walking out of my office and randomly, I felt like God just told me that people are going to be dealing with pornography issues a lot more during this time. And people are going to be getting addicted to pornography. And, you know, and that hurt my heart because pornography is an addiction I actually used to have years ago. And Jesus set me free from that addiction, completely free from it. I've probably been free from it for 7, 8, 9 years now. I've lost track. But I felt like the Lord was telling me, you know, not just pornography, but also addictions of any sort, because the time that we're living in right now is very stressful and people are very isolated. And when you put those two things together, you know, like when you're stressed out, you got to go somewhere for comfort, right? But also in isolation, you don't have accountability. You don't have, those parameters in place in your life those social parameters you need for connection, for love and acceptance, the things that you need. And so your heart and your mind are crying out for those things. And the devil is going to use this as an opportunity to try to get us to turn to the things of the world and addictions and things like that in order to satisfy those desires and those needs. But I have amazing news for you today, and I'm going to tell you what that is in a few minutes. But first I want to talk about chin-ups. If you're watching this and you've never done a chin-up, that's okay. You can probably still relate. If you don't know what a chin-up is, some people also call them pull-ups, I think, if they're the other direction. But basically, it's what people probably tried to make you do in gym class, is where you grab a metal bar usually and you pull yourself up and you do that repeatedly. And when I was younger, in like middle school age, my dad really wanted me to be able to do a chin-up because he knew, you know, if I could do a chin-up, I could get stronger and stronger by practicing doing the chin-ups. And I was doing a lot of sports at the time, like basketball, taekwondo, gymnastics, things like that. I needed to be able to do a chin-up. And so I remember my dad trying to do all these things to motivate me. But in my mind, a chin-up was this impossible thing. It was so far removed from anything I could do because I could literally not even lift myself at all. You know, I'd literally hang there and like just try to hold on. What my dad started doing was, if I could not lift myself up, my dad would come stand beside me and he would put his hands either around my waist or like under my feet, or I would bend my knees and he'd put his hand under my knee, something like that. And he would give me the extra support that I needed, the extra strength, the extra push that I needed, because to be honest, I couldn't do it by myself. But when my dad was there and when he was putting forth the effort and actually lifting me up, suddenly it began to strengthen my muscles to where, I got better and better until I could do it on my own. And this is not a perfect analogy, but I believe we can take something away from this. I feel like a lot of people feel like that addiction in their life, and I used to feel this way, you know, about the addictions that I had in my life, we feel like they are impossible. And we look at them and we think, you know what, as long as I do better than last year, you know, then I'll be doing okay. But God wants us to be completely free. And He is saying this through me to you today. It is not impossible. It is possible to be completely free. And this is the way you get free. And I'm gonna give it to you right now. This is the good news I'm talking about. Freedom comes through God's grace. I know a lot of people out there teach, you know, a lot of accountability stuff to go along with pornography or other addictions, whatever it may be, drugs, you know, or sexual addictions of other kinds or whatever it might be, or even, you know, workaholic type of addiction where you're working all the time and you can't stop or whatever it is. We get to have complete freedom, and it's not through a list of rules. It's not through, you know, doing everything right all the time. It's not through you know, stressing yourself out nonstop to try to remember to do the right thing. It is through God's grace. And I'm going to show you this in scripture right now. Acts 13, 38 through 39 says, "Therefore, let it be known to you, brethren, that through him," talking about Jesus, "forgiveness of sins is proclaimed to you, and through him everyone who believes is freed from all things, from which you could not be freed through the law of Moses." Here's a question I want to ask you. When you're trying to get free from something, are you producing the effort, or is Jesus producing the effort? And that's what grace does for us. It actually gives us a supernatural strength to overcome something, a sin in our life. And you know, I think a lot of people view grace as either on one hand, an excuse for sin, or on the other hand, kind of just like a cop-out, you know, after they've sinned. But grace is so much more than that. And when we begin to believe, you know, that verse I just read says it's for those who believe, you know, that are freed from all things through Christ. So when we connect the truth with belief, then suddenly God's grace begins to actually work supernaturally in our life. And something happens we could never do on our own. You know, Jesus comes along beside us and he gives us that extra push, that extra strength that we need. And in fact, you know, if you've ever received God's grace, you know that all of the effort is actually on his part. We are literally just yielding ourselves, yielding our hearts to him, and we're allowing him to do it. 1 Corinthians 15:10 also shows this when it says, "But by the grace of God, I am what I am, and his grace toward me did not prove vain, but I labored even more than all of them, yet not I, but the grace of God with me." This is Paul talking, and he's saying everything that good that's come out of my life, everything I've done for God's kingdom is because of God's grace. It's not because of anything inside of me. And so when you are faced with an addiction or a sin habit or even a temptation, it doesn't matter. When we are faced with something like that, when we are willing to yield our heart to God, when we're willing to be honest with God and say, "God, I did mess up," or "God, I'm being tempted to mess up," whatever it might be, and we are willing to connect our belief with God's truth, that Jesus died on the cross for us and he paid the price for all of our sin, past, present, and future, then we get to receive God's grace and he gives us that strength we need to overcome. This is Troy Black. I pray the Lord is speaking to you through this podcast. We'll get back to the message in a second, but I want to take a minute to tell you about how you can support this ministry. I'm able to create videos, books, podcasts, and other materials because of faithful supporters who value my content and who want to help me share the gospel with as many people as possible. All I ask is that you would pray about becoming a part of the work we're doing. Learn more by going to troyblackvideos.com. I hope you're blessed as you continue listening. But it is really important to understand that we have to have truth and grace together. You know, Jesus Christ revealed truth and grace to us, the Bible says. And I was actually, here's an example of that. I was watching a sermon one time by John Bevere. If you've never seen any John Bevere sermons, go check him out on YouTube or online. He was talking about addictions, and he literally just said the phrase, "I realized that I had been eating when I wasn't hungry." He just said that phrase. And I was at a point while I was watching that sermon where I was believing in my heart that God was going to do something, you know, that God was going to change something in my life. So I already had the belief in place and I was accepting God's grace. And yet I had not connected the truth of this issue I was having with food and going to it for comfort. I did not connect the reality of that in my life with the truth of God's word. But when he said that, I literally physically felt, I'm just sitting there watching a sermon on my laptop, physically felt something break off of me spiritually. And I noticed a complete change in my habits that same exact week. 1 Thessalonians 2:13 says, "For this reason, we also constantly thank God that when you received the word of God, which you heard from us, you accepted it not as the word of men, but for what it really is, the word of God, which also performs its work in you who believe." This verse is very clear that we have to be accepting God's word. You know, if we want to find freedom from sin, we have to be accepting God's word for what it really is. That's truth. But we also have to realize it's the word of God. Go look this verse up and read it for yourself. It is the word of God that performs the work in us. You know, I think there's a lot of people out there that feel like Jesus, when he died on the cross, he offered us salvation, from sin, you know, but that sanctification is our work that we have to provide. But the truth is, we don't bring anything to the table. We can't. We're not good enough. You know, our righteousness, even our righteousness, is as filthy rags, God says. But what's so amazing is it's the same word of God, the gospel of Jesus Christ, that produces salvation in us, is the same word that when we believe it, it produces sanctification in us. And this is the way that works. If you haven't watched my video, it's called The Power of God's Grace, I think. Go look it up. I'm sure you'll find it if you Google that. But I use this illustration of someone in that video. I talk about this illustration and kind of show it visually, of someone who's on this path of righteousness, quote unquote, then on the path of temptation and on the path of sin. And I show how to move from that path of sin back to this path of righteousness, or even the path of temptation back to the path of righteousness, it's not the effort or anything like that. It's not the shame. God never uses shame, but that's the devil that uses the shame. Instead, it's the Holy Spirit saying to our hearts, Jesus has already paid the price for that sin. Jesus has already made you righteous through his own blood that he shed on the cross. And so when you're faced this week, maybe you're in social isolation right now, maybe you have a lot more time away from people, when you begin to get faced with those temptations, you know, or even those doubts, or even that shame, a lot of times, if it's something we've done before, even before we do it again, the devil already puts the shame on us, and suddenly we think, oh, I'm already feeling the shame, I should might as well go ahead and do it, right? That shame is not from the Lord, that is the devil trying to ensnare you, and that is the devil trying to condemn you, and those things are never from God. But God offers us his grace, and through that grace, we can find freedom. So in that moment, when you are faced with that this week, if in that moment you will submit your heart to God and say, God, this is a little embarrassing to admit. I'm being tempted to do this right now. But will you show up, Holy Spirit, and will you give me the strength I need to say no, and actually the strength I need to say yes to you and to your voice? And what you're going to see, and I believe this 100%, you're going to see God show up in a way he's never shown up before in your life. You're going to hear the personal voice of the Holy Spirit in your heart. And God is going to bring back those verses to your memory that you need in that moment. And I 100% believe that some people watching this video are going to look back a week from now or a month from now, and they're going to say, I've never seen this amount of freedom from this before. I've never experienced that before since I started dealing with this habit. But now I'm experiencing it. And if that is you, if you do, you know, a week from now, a month from now, whenever, if you do experience freedom from something, from an addiction or a sin habit, whatever it might be, please come let me know. It really encourages me to hear that that God is working through these videos, that God is speaking to people's hearts through these messages. So I'm almost done, but I want to share with you one of my favorite stories of all time is the Lord of the Rings trilogy. If you haven't read those books, I would highly suggest you read them at some point in your life if it's something you're interested in. But there are a lot of analogies in those books to the Christian walk. And so I want to share with you one of my favorite. It's actually a scene from the film, The Two Towers. This same scene happens in the book, but the reason I'm talking about the movie now is because I really love the way it's worded in the film. So King Theoden has been fighting all night to protect his people at this place called Helm's Deep, and all of these orcs. It's this huge army of these evil creatures coming in to kill all of them. You know, they're surrounding them. And I honestly feel that's how we feel sometimes when we've got this impossible addiction or whatever it might be, or temptation that we can't get free of. It's surrounding us and we're just getting backed into a corner and we feel like there's no hope. There's nothing we can do. And in the book and even in the movie there's this moment when light begins to dawn. You know, the morning suddenly shows up and this character named Gandalf rides up over this hill. And he looks down at this vast army of all these orcs and he sees the king in the middle of them fighting for his life. And he says, Théoden King stands alone. And you might be feeling that way this week. I'm alone in this. There's no way I can have victory over this because I'm alone. And suddenly this other character named Éomer rides up next to Gandalf and he says, not alone. And he has brought the cavalry, you know, and they bring in this massive army of riders on horses, and they just drive the orcs away. And that is what God wants to do for you right now in this moment. He's saying, you're not alone. Even if you feel alone, I have not left you. Jesus said, I will never leave you or forsake you. And even beyond that, God wants to provide friendships and even in this time of isolation, opportunities to connect with other believers who can speak the word of God, the love of God, and the truth of God into your life. If you will begin to ask God for those connections and those opportunities, I know that he's going to respond and he's going to present you with those opportunities. God has not left you alone. It doesn't matter, you know, your feelings will lie to you. It doesn't matter how alone you feel. The truth is, Jesus said, he will never leave us. He will never forsake us. You can tell your feelings you're wrong. You can say, this is what God's word says, feelings. I'm not going to listen to you today. I'm going to listen to the word of God. And I believe you're going to start seeing victory over temptations, over addictions. And you're going to start walking in the freedom that God's grace provides. I love y'all so much. I'll see you next time.
You can connect with Troy Black on YouTube or Facebook. For more content from Troy Black, or to find out how you can support this ministry, visit troyblackvideos.com.